Good morning. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Father God, we thank you for today, for this morning. And God, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. And I thank you, Father, that you accept us just as we are. And help us this morning just to really come before you and to rest in your presence, God, and to enjoy your presence this morning. And God, come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, I wanted to briefly go back to this message that Pastor Sam preached to us a while ago. He titled it Three-Line Christianity. I don't know if you guys remember this. I don't know if you were here. Some of us might not have been here for this. But he basically talked about the three lines of Christianity that people can kind of walk in. And the first one, he titled it, Come and See. You know, come and see. And basically, it's for the kind of the newer Christians, you know, that just are coming around to seeing that Jesus is the Savior and that God is good. And it's really an invitation for people to just come and check it out, really. Come and check out who is Jesus and come and check out who God is and see if it's good for you. And look at the blessings that God has for you and see how merciful and how good he is to us. So come and see. And the second one is come and follow, right? And this one is, you know, I believe the gospel enough to contribute comfortably to it. You know, as long as it goes along with my comfort level, then yeah, I will come and follow and I will do what it takes to really live for God and I will, you know, I'll do these things, but as long as it's at my comfort level. And the third line, he titled it, Come and Die. I believe in the gospel enough to give my life to it. And P. Sam, in this sermon, basically said, this third line Christianity is what we want to go after as a church. You know, we're not satisfied with first line, where we say, I believe in the gospel enough to benefit from it. Or the second line, I believe in the gospel enough to comfortably contribute to it. But he said, you know, we want to go after this as a church, the third line Christianity, where we say, you know, we're living for the eternal. We know that there is a life that goes beyond our own, and there's eternity after this, and it's a life dictated by vision, not by comfort level and convenience. And this is really what the Bible calls us to do. When Jesus says, hey, come and be my disciple, he's not saying, just do what's easy for you, do whatever makes you happy, but really give your life to it, right? So this is what we're going after. And I'm really happy to be serving at a church that is going after this kind of vision and this kind of heart. And even what we talked about yesterday, right, about getting out of apathy and really moving into away from selfishness and moving into caring for the needs of others, you know, that's really third-line Christianity. But having said that, I think it's really important that we, first of all, before we even attempt to go and live this third-line Christianity, that we understand the gospel. Right, that we understand the good news. Pastor Sam Kim and I yesterday, and today we'll be going back to this. We went to this conference by is put together by Pastor Tim Keller of Redeemer Church in New York. And he's not actually here, but some of his associates are coming to teach us this. And we see some video clips of him. Basically, it's called Gospel DNA. And it focuses on the gospel, the proclamation of the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, and how that applies into everything into our life. And it's a church planting conference, right? So talking about how we need to preach the gospel and plant churches and stuff like that. It's good. Some of it's really good. Some of it's like, it's over my head really, because I'm not really thinking about things like that. But Tim Keller talks about three ways that people approach God in their life. And he points out that usually people talk about the two approaches, you know, the pagans that really just do not care about God. They want to just do their own thing, and the God has nothing to do with them. And then the other camp where there are people that really, you know, are trying to live for God and trying to go after God and trying to live righteously. But he says, really, there's three ways that people approach God. And the first way is, yes, the pagans, the heathens that just have nothing to do with him. But in this camp, there's actually two approaches. And one is the religious approach, you know, where we say we're going to try by our own righteousness to earn some kind of merit to enter into God's presence, right? There's this camp of people that still don't realize or still don't believe that Jesus is their Savior. They look at their own works and they try to live up to a standard or live up to some kind of measure so that they can kind of earn the favor of God and earn their way into the presence of God. And then there's the gospel-believing Christians that say there is nothing that we can do, but God accepts us just as we are, and therefore I can live for him, and therefore I can go into his presence, and therefore I can live my life with God. And he says in the church we need to make a clear distinction between these two people, the ones that go after God, but they're trying from their own strength to get into his presence, and one that just completely says, Jesus is my Savior, there is nothing I can do, and because he accepts me just as I am, therefore I will walk in obedience, and therefore I will love him and live for him. And when I first heard it, I thought, this is so basic, you know, this is so elementary. Really, is this something that we need to talk about? But as I began to meditate on it, and even just thinking about this whole thing yesterday, in the shower, this revelation comes to me. And I feel like God is saying, do you really believe that I accept you just as you are? I think I asked him a question. I said, God, do you really accept me just as I am? And if we just spend a bit of time meditating upon it, I think, well, for me, it came to me that really I spend most of my day trying to be good enough so that I can be accepted by God. And for some reason, I felt all this pressure and weight upon my neck, upon my shoulder. And when I started really asking God, like, do you really accept me just as I am? I felt like, I didn't really feel it go, but I felt like this had something to do with the way I live my life, with the pressure that I put myself under to be good enough, to be accepted into God's presence. So I know it in my head, right? I've heard it hundreds of times, and Tim Keller talks about it, you know. People hear it, the people here, the preachers talk about it, and they grow up hearing it, so they know in their heads that, yeah, we're accepted. Jesus is our Savior. And there is nothing we can do or we cannot do to make him love us more or less. But when it actually comes down to functionally believing this, we forget it. You know, and in these, we stop believing. He says we stop believing the gospel in those moments where we put ourselves under the pressure and we try to live a self-righteous life. And so he says, you know, to really turn away from it, we not only have to repent for our sin, which is obvious, we repent for our sin, But he says we need to repent for our righteousness as well, because there is so much righteousness that we do is out of this need to be in control. You know, it's out of this need to earn our way into heaven, to earn our way into the presence of God. And then something else that we talked about was that gospel is not only the power to save people, right? It's for the non-Christians. It's for the pagans, and we need to preach the gospel to them so that they will enter into a relationship with God. But it's not only the power to save people from a way that is completely astray, but it's also the power that empowers people, Christians, to live the third line Christianity, but not out of this pressure, not out of this guilt, not out of this condemnation if we fail to do so, but it is because of his amazing love, and it's because of his amazing acceptance of us first. See, we know it already in our heads. We've heard it many times, and it sounds so elementary, but living it is different, I think, because for some reason he says we are more, as people, we tend to take it upon ourselves. We tend to put the responsibility upon ourselves to make our way into God's presence. You know, we like it because I think we would like to be in control, you know. Because then we know, well, if we're good enough, then I know that I'm accepted. But if we have to let that control go and just say, there's nothing I can do, there's nothing we can do to be accepted by God. So this morning, Samantha, if you can just come and play with us, play for us. Let's meditate first of all on this gospel, that Jesus Christ has done everything. And it's not like God is up there and he's just a good God, he's just a loving God, and so he just accepts whoever wants to come to him. He's a holy God. He's almighty, and there's no way we can approach him. But that's why he paid the price for us, right, to come into his presence. And now we have full acceptance. So the verse that we read today, Romans 12:1, it says, I urge you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God. But that therefore, if you read all of Romans before this therefore, it's I urge you therefore, since we are under God's amazing grace, and since we have now become dead to sin and alive to God by the amazing work of God, by the mercies of God. And in another translation, it'll say, in view of God's amazing mercy, let us therefore present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And it's in view of God's amazing work. And I hope that today, this morning, that we don't come before God with this kind of pressure, with this kind of just this dull sense of condemnation that always comes at us that says, you have to do this and you have to do that. But let's really just meditate upon the mercies of God and this truth that God has accepted us just as we are, and ask God this question, you know, do you really accept me just as I am? And I believe he'll come and tell us how he feels about us. And out of that mercy, out of that goodness, out of that love, then we can respond to God truly in love and in gratitude, right? So let's just come meditate upon his mercy, upon the gospel, upon what Jesus has done for us. Let's go before the Lord and let's continue to meditate upon God's grace. I don't think I really understand it, you know, sitting here just trying to meditate upon it, trying to understand what it means that God just accepts me as I am if I believe in Him. And so let's just meditate upon that just a bit longer and allow Him to really speak to us. And give us rest. You know, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light." And that passage, it's given to the Jews, right, that were living under the law. They were living and trying to earn their way into God's presence through their own righteousness. And Jesus says, don't do that. Just come to me. So let's come before the Lord Jesus today and find rest for our souls. Let's pray together for some of these things that we pray corporately as a church. Let's pray for missions focus first. Let's pray for China and all the people that we have in China that we're serving and praying for. Let's pray for the Chong family and pray for their ministry. It's John and Jane Chong. Let's pray that God really blesses them. And pray for their family, Samuel, Joseph, and Daniel, and especially Samuel. He was having a real hard time just living out there in China, and he doesn't really love God at the moment. So let's pray for Samuel that he will come back to God. And pray for the Basarabas, Steve and Janine Basaraba, and their three children, Abby, Sam, Abby, and Kezia. Let's pray for them. God watch over them. Let's pray for Pastor Sam Kim's contact, the orphanage in Chichihar. Let's pray for the parents and their children, and also the four orphans there, and also the Fujian orphanage that we go to as a church to support them, the orphanage. Let's pray for the group and for the school and for the kids. Also, let's pray for Truman River. I know PSAM and the mission board have been praying and seeing how we can get involved with that. So let's pray for God's wisdom. And lastly, also please pray for my parents. They are in Qingdao just ministering to a minority people group there. So let's pray for China. Let's pray that God would really move in the nation, and let's pray for the missionaries there. Let's lift up our house churches. There's Robinson Road House Church, Mac Daddy House Church, Kowloon House Church, Tregunthar House Church, and Causeway Bay House Church that meets tonight. So let's pray for them that God really will be there, and there will be ministry that flows and love and unity. So let's pray for the house churches. Lastly, let's pray for our building search. Let's pray that God would really lead us in this time. And let's just give it up to Him and let's trust Him with this. Let's pray to the Lord regarding our church and our move. Father, we thank you. First of all, we really want to thank you for your mercy. But Holy Spirit, I just confess to you that so often I don't believe the gospel, and that there are times where I put all this pressure upon my works, my performance, God. So I come before you with repentance and humility. And God, my heart's cry, and I also pray for those of us that's gathered here and also for our church as a whole. God, that we stop, living in a self-righteous manner. God, that we let go of our control. We let go of this sense of entitlement that we sometimes have, as we try to live, as we try to earn this entry into you, and help us to really live the gospel, God, to really believe the gospel. May it really come change our hearts and change everything inside of us, God. So I ask you to come. We open our hearts, open our spirits, God, to really receive from you this amazing grace and mercy. So we thank you for that, God. I just pray a blessing over everyone that's here. I pray that you watch over them in their workplace and in whatever they're doing today. I pray that they will prosper and do excellently. I pray for your physical healing as well to come for those of us that are sick. I pray for your power and strength to come for healing and for breakthrough, God, in finances, God, and different things that we're asking you for. And salvation for the loved ones that we're praying for, God. So Lord, come, give us power and an anointing to pray today. And we thank you, we love you, God. And we just pray your protection over us today as well. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a great day today.